We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Mentioned to you yesterday, the president of the teachers union in Berkeley, California, who is fighting tooth and nail to make sure that schools do not reopen. Remember, he's a school teacher, president of the teachers union, doesn't want schools to open. Why? They're unsafe. Everybody's going to get sick. Everybody's going to die. Blah, 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 blah. He got caught on camera taking his daughter to school. Oh, not one of those pesky public schools where he teaches. No, no, no. To a high-priced private school. Today, the president of UTLA, the United Teachers of Los Angeles, which is the Los Angeles Teachers Union, says opening schools is racist. Why? Well, we don't know. How? We don't know. But it is. It has to be. Because the president of the teachers union said so. I should point out to you that the pinhead governor out there, Gavin Newsom, is the one who's actually now pushing for schools to reopen. And he and the Democrats who run California have said they're giving out, as if it were their money, but they're giving out $6.6 billion as an incentive to open schools, to get kids back in schools, in person, you know, so that they could, learn. Yeah, that's it, so that they could learn. But the president of the Teachers Union of Los Angeles says that somehow is racist. She says she and her members will refuse to go back to school until, well, we don't know exactly when. I guess the teachers unions are still saying follow the science. In this case, it's political science, but, you know, it's still science. Doesn't sound all that much different, does it, from the Richmond public schools? Our current school superintendent, Jason Camras, now has something he calls the equity calendar. And I don't know exactly what it is. I thought maybe it was like the advent calendar, you know, where you're going backwards to some date or something. I don't know. I don't know what the heck an equity calendar is. But it's another thing, I guess, that will keep Richmond public school students uneducated, which is sad and pathetic. Our friend Mike Dickinson is somebody who really has become our go-to guy on all issues involving the city. And it's not just the schools. It's this continuing domestic terrorism we're seeing with the BLM and Antifa folks. Mike, thank you for being here.
It's always good to be here on your show, the Beacon of Truth in Richmond.
Thank you, Mike. I do appreciate that. Let's start with the schools real fast. You've heard Jason Camras, same guy who couldn't figure out how to get computers into the hands of kids, who can't get schools accredited. What's his latest plan?
I don't think there is a plan. I think they're being ordered by the state to get up to 800 kids in school by the summer. I don't think he has a plan. I don't think that he continues to say that, oh, it can't be done, it's going to cause too many problems. It's not safe to open. We can't update the schools. We need money to update the schools. It seems like he's trying to use this now as a shopping list to update schools and to spend money on schools instead of just getting the kids back in school. And what people don't realize is Hanover County's been open since September, and they've not had any major problems. My niece and nephew go out there, and they've been in school 4 days a week since September with no major problems.
Right.
So
right.
if Hanover can execute it, I don't know why every other school system in the state, including the city of Richmond, can, unless they just don't want to.
And what's that 800 number? It's not like we only have 1,000 kids in RPS. I mean, 800 seems like it's a pretty small drop in the bucket, doesn't it?
It's just more arbitrary numbers that he's pulling out of air to try to look like he's trying to get some kids back in school, and every kid should be in school.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous that we aren't, you know, prioritizing getting every kid in school every day so we can get the learning process going and not have them sit at home. And I mean, it's no wonder that kids are, their education is suffering, their mental health is suffering, their socialization is suffering. Yeah. I mean, you read about all these terrible stories out there of kids that are at home every day and they're not learning. They're not being, you know, stimulated to learn, and they're just feeling hopeless because they're disconnected from their friends.
Yep.
They're not out playing. They're not out talking to kids, and it's not working. And we have to get the kids in school now. And I don't know. It makes me so mad because I don't know why our school board or why Jason Tamaris can't figure it out. He's getting paid a lot of money now. He's getting paid $250,000 a year for the next 4 years. He has job security. He has money. It's time to get some results going. And it was funny, Jeff, that they went through this whole contract process. And so I didn't like that. But, I figure he gets a contract. He's got his payday. He's got job security. Now, on day one, it's time to start getting things done. I want to hear the kids are going back to school tomorrow. We're paying you all this money.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear excuses, and yet now it's just more of the same excuses.
Yeah, and let's not kid ourselves, Mike. It's not just 250 large. You know, that's the salary.
Yeah.
He's got benefits coming out the wazoo.
Yes.
God,
yes, and it's ridiculous. I mean, only in government can you get paid and have dismal track record.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, you know, in the radio business, if you have a radio show and nobody listens, you don't have any sponsors, you're going to be off the radio real quick.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, for him, it is the Peter principle. He's failing his way right to the top. But, all right, tell me a little bit about what most of us would consider to be domestic terrorism. I know I was at an event that you had put together. It's a few months back, and we were confronted by this crowd of folks, and other people on our side were saying, hey, Jeff, just FYI, these are the Antifa people, those are the BLM people. They're still pretty active in the city, right?
Yes, we have an Antifa and BLM problem in Richmond. We have a domestic terrorist problem in Richmond, and nobody wants to talk about it. The local media doesn't want to talk about it. And all you have to do to see how they're being emboldened is look at the dismal track performance of the Richmond Commonwealth Attorney, Colette McEachin.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in this principle of law and order, cause and effect. If you do a crime, you get arrested and go to jail. You don't get arrested and get off. 70% of the people this summer that were arrested during the riots, during all of the civil unrest, if you want to call it that, 70% had their cases no pros or had the charges against them dropped. 70%. And these are not little ticky-tack parking tickets. These are assaults on law enforcement and major charges. They just dropped the charges.
Jeez.
70%.
Wow. All right, so that's just, it's obscene is what it is. What are the Antifa and BLM folks doing right now? Because we're not seeing the sort of wholesale violence that we saw during the summer, right?
Yes, they're still out there, and they're still, you know, working their ways around at various events trying to intimidate and pressure people. And right now, we have a fence up around the Lee Circle, and I saw an article in the Times-Dispatch the other day that They were lamenting, with the fence up around the Lee Circle, what are all of the people who congregated there this summer, what are they supposed to do now? And I thought to myself, well, perhaps they should get a job like everybody else and not just congregate there. I wish I had 8 hours a day to go and sit around and lament life. I don't. Yeah. I work all day. So do you.
Wow. Well, now listen, in all fairness, Mike, if you want to put aside a day and a time for us to sit around and lament life, I'm sure we can make that work. But we're still going to have to pay the bills at the end of the day, right?
Right, right. And see, that's the thing. The thing is, you know, they're still inhabiting the Monument Avenue area.
Yeah.
They're still showing up to places trying to intimidate others. And they're not reasonable. They're not reasonable. They were harassing the various police departments for a while over the shooting that took place on Interstate 64.
Yep.
And the tape came out, and the tape totally exonerated. The tape went exactly with what the police officer said.
That's right.
And yet they still don't want to believe it. They still don't want to believe this idea that you don't have a right, that the police try to pull you over. You have to stop. You don't have a right to run from the police and go on a high-speed pursuit.
Yep.
You don't have a right to disobey the police. If the police say, stop, put your hands up, it's not a good idea to pull a gun on them. And if you do, you should expect a negative consequence.
Absolutely. And there's been all sorts of nonsense out in
yes.
Goochland, as you may know, which
yes.
how those poor folks in Goochland have gotten themselves involved in it or been involved in it. It's just crazy. Hey, Mike, I know one of the things you're doing at the moment, you're looking to become a member of the House of Delegates, and I always want people to learn more about people who are here. What's the best way for them to learn more about you? And who knows, maybe stand up and say, you know, I like this Dickinson guy. I want to send him a couple of bucks for the campaign.
They can go to my website, votedickinson.com. That's VOTEDICKINSON.com. Or they can go to my Facebook page, The Real Mike Dickinson. It's always entertaining on there. It's no filtered opinions about everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and welcome to go there anytime.
All right. Well, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. We'll look forward to doing it again soon. That is Mike Dickinson, the very latest on the ongoing misadventures of Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the city, in ongoing look at the shenanigans, the ridiculous nature of how the Richmond public schools are being run. It's just so sad. It's so sad for those kids. Those kids at the moment have no chance whatsoever, and there just doesn't seem to be anybody, not the mayor, not the members of the city council, not the school board, not the school superintendent in the city, that gives a rat's behind about those children in the city. And that is sad. It's tragic. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.